Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I am continuing my series on how to feel understood. So the next practice or shift I would like you to make is to start to notice your critic. I'll tell you what I mean by this. I heard a author coach talk. And she was talking about editing specifically. And one of the things she said was, if you put a group of authors in a room and they read their own work and they have to rate how much editing it would need, they're more likely to assume that the work needs a tremendous amount of attention and editing and revising. Whereas the same pieces, when she gave them to a reader circle, they didn't see all of that. Right? And so what this means, and the example she was giving, is that oftentimes our critic skews our judgment. So when you are feeling misunderstood, we hold on to all of that. The critic gets louder, so to speak. I think you really hold more firmly on to the critic, right? Because you're trying to explain, I don't know, you're trying to explain something to yourself. Well, let's see, in the moments where you're trying to validate yourself. And so you let your critic come up and start getting in the way. And this just doesn't apply to work or a creative endeavor. It applies to any aspect of your life. Be willing to notice when your critic has taken over and when you're just being yourself, your loving, accepting self. Another example my spirit guides were showing me of this critic. And just like that, the TV show, which is the reboot of Sex and the City, Charlotte is this most recent episode. Charlotte's going on and on and on to her husband about how she realizes that they don't have any friends of color. Right? And on and on and on and on and on. What she had done in that moment was she let her critic show up. Here it is. She has beautiful, amazing, long-standing relationships that bypass any ethnicity, right? And she had made friends with a lot of people outside of her world. Most of her friends didn't see the world the way she did, yet she was being critical of herself because she wanted to be friends with another mom. They were already like mom friends, but she wanted to be friends with the woman past that, and that woman happened to be of color. And so she thought that woman wouldn't accept her more than being just mom friends if she didn't have more friends of color. That perfect, beautiful example of letting your critic take over and skew your perception. So I want you to be willing to notice your critic. And when your critic is judging your circumstances or judging who you are or judging what's possible for you, I used to do this with cleaning my house before a party. And I'm like, I mean, yes, I like a clean home. That is my personality. But the obsessiveness was the thought that somebody would see something that's out of place, and then that would mean this about me. And it was masking, again, that was during when I was married, it was masking a lot of the cracks in the foundation of my romantic relationship. But instead of like saying like, oh my gosh, Amy, you're taking this too far to myself, my critic must have taken over, you know, and you can do that in a really kind way. I never stopped to do that. And so I'm going to encourage you to just notice when the critic shows up, know there's a reason why the critic has shown up. And it's not the reason that you think. It's not what the critic is telling you. Typically when the critic shows up in really blaring ways where it's like, you know, you're up scrubbing. I wasn't this bad, but I was close. Where you're scrubbing the baseboards with a toothbrush before a party. What is that? Like, the critic's going to tell you, well, if somebody sees some dust on the then they're going to think this about you. Okay, good. You're going to get going on it, and the critic's going to give you a little piece, and then let your soulful self come forward and say, oh, well, what does that mean? What does that mean if somebody sees a little dust on my baseboard? What does that mean about me? And again, the parts of ourself want to share. So you're going to know when the critic has taken over, and the critic can be a really beautiful tool, a really beautiful sign to kind of guide you as to where your perspective, your thinking might be getting in the way of you having the connection that you want, right? Think about it. If you lead with, oh, everybody's going to judge me, everybody's going to criticize me, you're pushing people away even before you have a chance to connect with them. So there's no way to feel understood, right? So pay attention to the critic when it shows up. Be willing to release the critic and put it back in its place, right? Very much like the authors that were letting their critic take over, where they didn't see that the work that they had created did not need as much work as they thought. So we're going to put the critic back in its place. But before you do, ask the critic, like, hey, why'd you show up? What are you trying to show me? Ask yourself, you know, what does this mean? And then consciously choose a perspective that supports you being understood. In other words, choose a perspective that makes you feel good. You don't have to feel bad. All right. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And if you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found on my website. And please pay extra close attention to that massive result intuitive coaching package. And if you like this program, sign up for my newsletter. I'll send you 2 intuitive messages a week for free. All right. Thank you for listening to this program. I hope this is helping you shift your consciousness around being understood and recognizing all the ways maybe you might unconsciously be pushing the energy away that would create a space where you can be understood. All right. I'm going to go. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.